Sans Pants Radio. I'd buy that for a dollar.
This episode has been brought to you by HelloFresh. Whenever I go to the supermarket with the sole intention of buying ingredients for a meal, I will, almost like clockwork, find myself buying things I in no way need. Like, you know, you're at the checkout and you see the chocolate bars because they're roughly at eye level and you're just like, hey, why the heck not? But you didn't want that chocolate bar. You didn't want it at all. With HelloFresh, all of that desire and distraction is completely removed. They provide fresh ingredients for meals reviewed by a full-time, registered dietitian straight to your doorstep, like a delicious and healthy basil and chorizo pizza. Try buying ingredients for that without accidentally purchasing ice cream. The meals are easy, delicious, and you don't end up spending heaps of money on a new pair of socks for like $20, which is too much for socks anyway, or like buying heaps of shampoo because they're like $4 for $5, which sounds like a really good bargain, but probably means the shampoo is off. So head to HelloFresh.com and enter the special code SPR for $35 off your first week of deliveries. Now, onto the show.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of It's Just Good Business. I'm Jackson Bailey.
I'm Ryder Bailey.
I'm Dad. I'm not Mum.
Who are you?
Dad.
I'm Mum.
And today's business is Dad.
I'm just going to give you the title.
Okay.
All right. And then you had to figure out, it's called Cold Case Holiday.
Is it a holiday where you
have to
get to investigate a crime?
Yes.
Oh, yes. Is it a real crime?
It's a real crime.
Oh, boy.
Oh, wow.
All right.
So somehow I have to convince the cops and the whole legal fraternity to let this happen.
That's step one.
This has to be a fairly cold case that everyone considers is, you
like
know,
30 it, years old.
It's got a fair bit of dust on it in the back office somewhere
of
the archives of wherever the police keep their stuff.
How is it a holiday?
Well, it's you've got to want to do it. You've got to, you know, people are often, what you see how many people watch CSI?
Yeah, people love this sort of stuff.
Murders, right?
That's true.
He did it. Yeah. What about her? She's sus. So you get access to all the old files.
Okay.
And if the detective who was in charge of the case is still around, you're allowed some interview time with him. And you can do...
Did you get all the evidence?
Yes, you get you get access to the evidence and access to, you know, within reason, some police resources. So, you know...
Police resources?
Well, databases and sort of stuff.
Not like cops.
Not like guns.
Welcome to your cold case holiday. Here's your piece.
Right gear.
Here's your baton. Solve that murder. So how does it, like, what I'm wondering is, how does it play out?
So you have to apply.
Yeah.
You apply, you say, right, this is who I am, and, if, you know, we'll
kind of... Do I get randomly assigned a case?
Well, you can choose what you would like to do. If you'd like to do a murder case, if it's an armed robbery, if it's some sort of, you know, serial killer or something like that, then you want to, you know, and then we'll show you what's available, and then you can select.
Cool.
And you pay us a fee to come along, and you can come with a team.
I can bring a team.
Yeah. So you can be like the Sarge and have a few flunkies with you.
So, because like your general...
You don't get a car. To fly around the street.
No quattro.
No police siren. So who is like it aiming? Who's your audience? Who's your customer base? I mean, like, is it a family thing?
Possibly. Could be done as a family if you've got this...
What if it's like a really gruesome...
You're not bringing your little,
a
5-year-old.
Brand new parents.
Have a look at these photos. Yeah, no.
Look at that bullet entry. Bernice, what are you reckon? Bernice.
But imagine the blood splatter that you could look at and try and work it out, learn a bit of maths.
Hey, that's what everybody wants in their holiday, learn a bit of maths.
Is there like a... screening process. So
yes. We don't want sort of nut jobs in there that are or copycatters.
Find out everything about the case, do it again.
What a great happened again.
If you were a serial killer who'd done it and they hadn't caught you, it'd be great to see what the cops had on you.
Investigate your own case.
Being like, okay, yeah, they got no idea. I got them good.
You'd just be sitting there chuckling the whole time. Like, I was like, why are you laughing?
You're right, he was a man of 6 feet. He got it. I like it, but I'm wondering what kind is it meant to be relaxing? Like, am I meant
no,
to?
No, no, it's meant to be kind of thrilling and challenging okay. and mm-hmm. stimulating.
How long does it take?
Well, you know, you probably get
the case.
A long holiday.
Depends how much leave you've got. Okay, because obviously you're on holiday from work or somewhere.
Yeah,
and you decide instead of going to the Goldie this time or Lawn,
cold case.
Instead, let's investigate a murder.
So, do you go places to do it?
Well, you can. You can go to the scene of the crime and find out what's there and take your own.
Because what if it's like a, you know, like the Zodiac one? Can I do that one if I wanted to go to San Francisco?
Well, yeah, you could, but you're paying your own way to San Fran. Right. You know, you could at your own expense. You can go. You know, possibly you could go worldwide if we.
Yeah.
It just seems to me the only issue.
You'd need to get a lot of permissions.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, definitely. Especially yes. if you're going overseas, because that's like.
Mm. Yeah, so that's probably. Who knows? You know.
My only issue with it currently is that it just seems like not so much a holiday. Like, if I'm taking time off, I want to be going somewhere. Otherwise, I'm just staying at home. It's
yeah,
more
I know.
Work.
But you've got all the file to read through and to take notes. You know, it's not for everyone.
I think. Well, I like it from the perspective of everybody secretly thinks that they can. Solve like a cold case. You think that you're just going to find that one bit of evidence and get them.
This detective's useless. Mm.
But you never will. And that means that people will probably come back next year.
No, fresh eyes.
Fresh
and
eyes,
also,
yes.
Sometimes, you know, not trained, untrained eyes.
Yeah. And see the can't see the forest for the trees.
And there might be, you know, some cases in which they haven't, the police haven't gone back through with the sort of current technology sort of, you know, ballistics and DNA or
if
whatever.
If I get a lead,
yes,
is it mine or are the cops going to take it back from me? Say I'm like, oh, man, I figured it out. You know, this is the place we've got to be looking
if you
at.
Ever actually figure something out, the cops are just going to be like, all right, get out of here. Well,
now we're going to get serious with this crime.
Well, depends what you figure out. And you might have a hunch that you're following.
What if I'm like, I've discovered that everybody was tracking a woman, but actually turns out it was a man all along. That changes everything. Will they going to take it back off me so they can reinvestigate, or are they going to be like, good luck, Jackson?
Yeah, are you allowed to come along? Well, yeah. Probably they are going to take
yeah,
it
yeah, it depends on the severity
you can't
of
go
it and what, you find out. You know,
I find a serial killer and I'm like, gotcha. Uh-oh.
So it depends on what you find out, you know. Like if you're just following a hunch and you're doing that sort of stuff, then you might.
But what's the point of doing it?
Well, you might.
If you know that if you ever actually get some good evidence, you're fucked up on it.
Because what I feel like I do is if I did get evidence, I just wouldn't tell anyone.
Yeah.
I'd solve it myself until I found the guy and be like, officers.
He's here.
Here's your man.
This is your guy.
Yeah. And I guess that would be pretty good as well. Feeling a bit like a Poirot or a Miss Marple.
Well, I don't know how far.
But then he'd probably get arrested for holding evidence.
That's true. It seems like it was fraught with legal problems.
Well.
But is it kind of, there is a thing like some uni in, maybe there's a few in the USA.
True.
And what the law students do is they go through cold cases. And they've actually got lots of people released from prison. Because they
But if you found a bit of crucial evidence, I mean, that would be the culmination. Hopefully you don't find it within the first 5 minutes of your holiday.
Disappointing.
You've got to go to Lawn anyway. But that's the whole culmination of your thing.
Of your hard work, I guess.
You've found this and you pass it on to the cops.
That's the thrill. That's the payoff.
Yeah. Then you've got this really crucial bit of information. The payoff isn't you arrest the guy.
It's that you've given the cops
you've nutted out something through all your investigation and that people missed or
I like
didn't
it.
See. Yeah,
I
so
think
that's what it's for.
I don't know if I would – it seems like a lot of like – not effort, but like
– but crime is infinitely fascinating.
Oh,
Yeah, people love crime.
I love my
and they wonder
cold
why
cases and my unsolved mysteries and
do
that.
Do crime and what particularly what their motivation is.
Shall we try?
Not for everybody. You know, there's a certain kind of person who would be thinking, I can't wait for my holiday.
Mum.
This is going to be so, me. I would love it.
She would love it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
it just,
no way.
I can imagine it destroying me. Mm. Just like, sweet, can't wait for my holiday. Get back. There's just like tons and tons of boxes of unfiled information.
Yeah. Everyone else is like, we're going to the beach. What do you want to do, Jack? I've got to crack it.
I'll be in my office for a while.
But you would take me around as your flunky, huh?
Yeah, I would.
Drive you here, sure, drive you there, take the photos.
I see.
Measure this, measure that.
I like. I love looking at measuring. What are you measuring?
Well, you're measuring like
distance.
Distances.
From this rock to that.
You got me there. You know how far it is and how much time it would have taken to walk from 7-Eleven to the house.
Yeah.
You know, and
all that sort of thing. Shall we try?
Yeah.
To solve an unsolved case. Do you want to do a sneaky little Jackson Valley Spooks? I've got a case.
All right, go. Okay.
And let's see if we how much fun we'd have trying to crack it.
All right.
Okay. Rough. So this one, I've told you this one already, right? So it's around 2003 is a real case, and there's this kid. And the kid's a bit of a genius, right? He's a couple of levels higher in his class. And one day, he comes home from school. He gets off his school clothes, puts him in the washing machine. His sister notices him home, chucks on another pair of clothes, takes his PSP, which is like a portable game system, leaves. He gets a one-way ticket to London.
Where is he? England.
England. He lives like about an hour out of England, in like a little town. One-way ticket to London, never seen again. Nobody knows where he went or what happened to him or why he was doing any of these things.
But they know where the ticket was to.
Yes, the ticket was to London from his one and it was one-way.
Okay.
Yeah. And he took...
Did he use the ticket?
He did.
So he went to London.
There is CCTV footage of him leaving the station, but that's the last footage anybody
has. Can you track one of these little devices?
You probably can't track a PSP.
No.
Also, he took, I think, like $200 or $100 that he had in his wallet.
Yeah.
In his bank account, he had another $200, which he never touched. And in his bedroom, he had $100 of birthday money, which he never touched as well. He only took $200 in his wallet. Or
how old is he?
He was like 13, maybe younger, maybe more like 10, 10, 11.
10.
What were, like, his hobbies? What
was he
into?
10-year-old go and buy a ticket?
I don't know. He just did. What were his hobbies?
Yeah.
He liked reading. He liked really old television. His favorite TV show, I forget the name of it, but it was about a guy who faked his own death.
Really?
And disappeared and started a new life. It was like a TV show from the 70s that he loved.
Right.
Other than that, he didn't have any friends, but he was real academically clever.
Yeah.
What do we think happened? Would you love getting this case?
What year was this?
This year, 2003, early 2000s.
Okay.
So you would like to get that case, wouldn't you?
I think it would be exciting to get that case, to get the CCTV footage, to get like the bank accounts, the ticket, all of that kind of thing.
So he'd be in his early 20s right now.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hmm.
What do you think happened? I can see your brain working there.
Did he have a happy home life?
Well, yes. By all accounts, it was pretty good. Some people thought maybe his parents pushed him quite hard because he was like academically gifted.
Mm. Yeah.
And they were like, maybe they pushed him too hard and he decided to leave. He also loved bands like Muse, and he was wearing a Slipknot t-shirt when he was last seen. And nobody's checked it, but some people are like, it'd be really interesting to see what concerts were happening in London at the time. Mm. But then you're also like, why would he take a one-way ticket?
How old was he?
Like 10 to 13. I'm not quite sure of the age.
Could have been 11.
Could have been 11.
Hogwarts.
You're right. Man, imagine.
Oh, that's genius.
See how much fun you had.
One-way trip to London.
One-way ticket to London.
Now we're going to get a loan.
Does that mean something terrible happened at Hogwarts and you just never came home?
Oh,
a basilisk got out or whatever?
Very possible.
Makes sense though, because he wouldn't need much muggle money.
No,
What
he'd
for?
Probably
need like a bit of lunch while he was waiting for the
last hurrah. Imagine the lunch he had for $200. Man, that makes a lot of sense.
Ring up, Jack.
That's good. I like the idea of getting that case, making that conclusion, and then heading into the police station being like, solved it. Give me another. I like to think that the police have a big red stamp that's just Hogwarts.
Again.
Like a big Hogwarts file. Like a whole
Hogwarts.
Those kids are going to Hogwarts.
But it would be fun to get a case like that. Mm. I reckon you're right. Sitting down and trying to nut it out. But for me, I think I would be like, the chances of me solving this are very minuscule.
Mm.
It would be frustrating, I think.
But you never know, I think. I think that's the way it works. Like, you could just pick on something.
Yeah.
That but no you one never else know. Well, seen.
Something must have happened. So the thing that you pick on, there's a chance that could possibly be right. And that's what your brain goes on. And what happens, of course, if you get an idea, is that probably like a detective, your case gets that conscious bias towards that idea because everybody loves to prove their own opinion.
Oh, yeah, everybody's got their theories.
Yeah, so if you think, I reckon this happened to him, you'll build evidence around that.
What if you...
But you could be right.
Like making a murderer? Was that what that show was called?
Yeah.
Mm.
Where you realise that the cops are really dodgy.
Oh, yeah.
True. No, they're not going to give the cops, you that case.
They would hold that case dear.
They'd be like,
but, you know, if it's, say, 30 or 40 years old, maybe those cops have retired.
Yeah.
Maybe that's a period of corruption.
Imagine if you find a massive scandal.
Oh, yeah. Like a far-reaching conspiracy. Cold case holiday.
And then you take it to the cops and they're like...
cold case.
holiday. So the cops are bad.
Yeah. What company... Yeah. Here's a question. What does your company do? Are you the cops?
No, we're just the facilitators. So we barge through all the legal problems.
Oh, that's good.
Paying people off here and there.
Yeah, I've just realised how shady this company would actually have to be.
Why?
And then it'll be perfectly legitimate.
What are the cops getting out of it?
Well, what the community's getting out of it is solving cases and having fresh eyes. Look at cases.
What if it was like your son and some family from Queensland are trying to find your boy?
You'd be happy if the cops have dropped the ball.
And they're like, jumping around.
Having an exciting time. You're like, my boy.
The dad's got like a fake badge on.
Oh, coming to talk to you. Yeah. Being like, oh, hello, we're the Joneses. We got some questions about your missing boy. I wouldn't know that.
No,
yeah,
well,
you might
maybe
have
not.
To do a little. Like, if you're going to go into interviews and stuff, you might have to do a little course.
And you might have to have someone, you know, who comes along on the interview that's just making sure things are above board.
It might just be good to have them with you at all times, really, because.
Well, maybe you get a guide or something. Yeah, that's going to guide you through it.
Before anything else, like, I don't know if not any of us know how to really be a police officer or a detective.
Yeah, I know.
We know.
Yeah,
Give me three steps about being a police officer.
For what?
To be a detective. Give me like three steps, three key parts.
What
of
do
it.
You mean?
If you know it so well.
Yeah.
How do you know?
He's watched a lot of Cops.
That's true. You've watched a lot of the TV show Cops. You're pretty much a qualified police officer.
Good. He knows how to pull someone
Start
over.
With the donuts and the coffee in the morning.
Yep. That is good.
That's part of Cops.
That's part of being...
That's the best part.
That's what I always think. It always looks so nice, the coffee and donuts.
Yeah.
You have to have something struggling in your life.
Yeah, something...
Step one, divorce your wife.
So every good cop has something like that.
Yeah,
some other problems going on.
Kid doesn't love him.
Yeah.
Strange from his children, not allowed to visit. Classic cop problems. What are we talking in terms of cost?
Well, big cost.
Yeah.
Because there's a high legal cost. And so, yeah, fairly expensive. But who knows?
It should
how
be
long...
subsidized because you're
Why?
Possibly doing...
Most of the cases, wouldn't they be public record by now?
Yeah, they are, but you still...
So you can just come and get all the stuff.
Well, you could.
You do it for free.
You could, well, possibly, but you don't have access to the police and their resources or the old evidence, and that might be really hard to get, you know. Like the cops aren't just going to give you evidence of a cold case and, you know, what happened. It's a bit like that show. What's that show? Serial.
Yeah.
Actually doing your own serial and trying to work out what happened, you know?
Does it have to necessarily be like, I guess it's different, but like, for example, the US Air Force had something called Project Blue Book, which was all of their information on UFOs.
Yeah.
Would I be able to get something like that, or because it's military, is that a little bit, you know?
Well, I don't know. Yeah. If it's classified, you can't get it.
It's not classified anymore.
Well, yeah. And when you could do it, if it's not classified, you can do it.
Okay.
You know? So you could go and investigate alien sightings or abductions or whatever you felt you could branch into
that
anything.
That would be a fun thing to do is when you're looking through the police reports, find the ones that are the most mysterious.
Yeah. Missing animals?
Missing animals? Mm. Not as quite exciting because could have just gotten lost. But still.
You never know. Where did the cat go?
Imagine if that brought you into a grand conspiracy.
We had a bit of that trouble last night with a cat.
Did
that cat
goes
missing all the
time. Oh, he's really good now. Like, he goes out and in, and he comes and cries to come inside now.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah.
But we brought him in at night for, you know, to stay in at the night, and left the window open. So it was like, yeah, I'm in.
And then we were gotcha. As he jumping out the window. Yeah. Looks back, I'm inside.
Before we continue, I just want to say again that this episode was brought to you by HelloFresh, a meal kit delivery service which provides you with fresh ingredients straight to your door. So if you never know what to cook or you just don't want the hassle of getting those fresh ingredients yourself, HelloFresh will do it for you. Like a parmesan encrusted chicken with sweet potato fries that I cooked yesterday and that was bloody delicious. So head to HelloFresh.com and enter the special code SPR for $35 off your first week of deliveries. So what is it, what is the cost there?
I would say, you know, 1 week
okay.
is $20,000.
What?
Oh, boy.
I don't reckon.
That's bullshit. Oh, that is such bullshit. Where
because
is this money going to?
You're doing a favor as well.
You think that's too much?
Yes.
Where's this money going?
But you have to know into that you're going to take up some police time. There's going to have
not
to be
$20,000 worth.
There's going to have to be palms greased.
Have you ever walked into a cop shot in like the middle of the day?
Yeah, they're doing nothing.
They're all sitting there. Two of them are out.
Sweating, the fans going the corner. Why are no fucking cop shops air conditioned? And yeah, they sure never are. There's always just that one fan.
With the little tassels on it.
Yeah, exactly. Everyone's sweaty. What the hell?
Sarge is asleep. And big old cartoon keys dangling off his waist. Like robber in a black and white striped shirt trying to grab it while he sleeps. $20,000, is that just bribe money?
No, that's, look, because we have to have a lawyer team, we have to have an assistant, you have to be able to get access to documentation. You know, it's using resources of the police department and so on, where it's basically for those people's entertainment. You know, nine times out of ten, they're not going to get something
that's true
conclusive from it. You know, the people are going to slack off and be down at the cafe.
You know, you're not.
But so do I walk into a. So they go, okay, welcome to your holiday.
Mm.
Here's the room with everything in it.
Yeah, here's the file, here's the stuff. And, you know, think about. So you might be reading the file and say, oh, there was a butcher's knife, right? So you might go, okay, are there any photos of the butcher's knife or do they still have the knife or did anyone find any evidence where the knife ended up?
Yeah.
Obviously the stab wound looked like a butcher's knife.
Mm. So you have somebody there who knows the case.
Where's the butcher?
But, yeah, that's a good question. So could I be like, okay, the butcher's knife, and then it could have been like, can you get me everything relating to a butcher's knife in this case to a person with me?
And so if the detective is still contactable and agrees, so that's something the company would have to do, we've got this file, we'll pay you a certain fee if you allow these people to come and interview you for, you know, what are you going to charge for half an hour? So they might say, I'm going to charge $50 for them to interview me for half an hour.
Right.
And then you go back to the people, go, he's going to charge you $50. And they say they want to interview for 3 hours or they might want 2-3 hours.
I could see myself really loving this idea until about like 2 days in where I'm like,
I don't care about this case.
Yeah, like, whatever. Like, I just want to do something else.
Yeah, yeah.
But
that's
I guess
right.
You've already paid $20,000 for it. So.
Yeah, so you're
I'm not paying $20,000.
I'm not paying $20,000 at all.
What do you reckon? What do you reckon is like a fair price?
There's no money for me.
Maybe $1,000,
$1,500. Oh, how am I going to make any money out of that?
So $1,000 a week.
If you stay at some scumbag B&B, it costs you $1,000.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe like $2,000.
But what I think is that they're getting you for free. And even though you're not trained.
Yes, it's still fresh off.
So
it's like, imagine this. You need help gardening. Someone will come and maybe pick up one flower. Drop it again. And they're paying you.
Well, yes. I don't know.
To make it cheaper, what you could do is just do it with publicly available information.
Yes.
Yeah, so you get rid of the police step and you're just like people that know the case, people that have access. Because there are databases and stuff that you can access as a civilian. There's the
so we
Charlie
just
Project
allow
and
that,
the Doe Network that have all the missing people.
So we you just put everything them. In the one place.
Yeah.
Well, see, that's good.
Yeah.
For that, I'd pay maybe $2,500.
Yeah. A day.
A week.
A week.
Mm. Five, what about 5,000?
No.
I just...
Bloody hell, Rods. You tight ass.
I wouldn't even pay 1,000.
Too much because you might not even crack it and then you'd be spewing. You'd be like, I should have gone to lawn.
No. Well, I could have been in the beach, in the water.
Yeah.
Everyone else came back over lawn then.
Like, really, like, for $1,000, even $1,000 is a lot. But, you know, it's a bit exciting. It's kind of like gambling, you know.
Yeah,
you
think
you get that thrill for a little while.
Well, that's it's the adrenaline of getting close or thinking that you've got a hunch.
229 per case.
229? Where did you get that number from?
It seems...
$229.
Yeah, per case.
Per case?
Yes, because otherwise where's my money going?
To the cops?
No, cops get paid by the government.
Yeah,
They're good. They don't need any more money.
Well, my business has to get something.
Yeah, how's Dad getting paid?
Well,
you get the 229.
No, that's not enough.
That's not enough.
I think it's more than enough.
$1,000, but don't expect much for you.
It's just somebody to tell you what they remember about the case. Mm.
It was this guy.
He did something. Went missing or died. I don't know
something
which.
Happened to it.
It was either a butcher or a baker, a candlestick maker. I think $1,000 is probably good for a week. What I was thinking is you could compress the time and charge more. I feel like people would somehow pay more for less time.
A week is a long time.
You need a lot of time. It's a lot of stuff to read through.
But, you know, cops are sometimes working all hours.
Yeah.
What about a stakeout?
Oh.
People would love a little stakeout.
Yeah.
Hey? But only if there's a chance of seeing something.
No, but there's always a chance.
No,
the cop's going somewhere where there's no chance.
Doesn't matter where you see someone. The stakeout, it's not the fun of seeing someone. It's all the antics in between where you're sitting there bored.
Shenanigans. You're singing show tunes together. Finding new ways to eat your donut. Well, I guess the thrill of it is that, like, you're always suspecting you're going to complete the case. And that's what you have to, I think, you have to sell it on that gambling factor.
You have to sell
it on the chance that you might crack it. You probably won't, but you might.
Yeah.
And also, in all of your advertising, you suggest that there's a very good chance you will. I think people would do it.
Yes. Mm. I think they would.
The bored rich, right?
Yeah. What are they doing?
That's a good demographic, the bored rich. They'll do anything.
Yeah.
And they'll pay dads whatever his exorbitant amount of money was for the start. I don't know. I think ultimately, I don't know. What is it from you, Rides? I've yet to decide.
How much is he expecting from us?
Well.
Yeah, that's a good question. What do you need from us as investors? Question.
So I want $100,000 each.
That's not too bad.
No.
It's overpriced. It's
blood out of a stone.
It's always hard.
But it's overpriced. It's very overpriced.
Startup costs. How am I going to employ people to start?
Yeah, plus the investor. Like, if Dad's charging that much money...
No, but I'm not going to get my money back.
Yes, you will.
No, I don't think people are going to do it for $20,000 a week.
How many people do you expect to be doing it on the, like, you know...
Well, it depends.
Over the holiday season.
You know, do you know how many crimes are not solved?
A lot.
Mm-hmm. A lot of not solved.
Significant amount.
Yeah, and how many people out there are still kind of grieving and hoping someone will go and solve their case, but... The detectives and everyone have said they're not going to do it. So I think
the government should subsidise this program so you still get your money.
Yes.
But we don't have to pay as much.
That's good if there's a course involved.
Mm.
Because otherwise you're getting a whole bunch of amateur, you know, going out and...
Yeah.
I don't know if I would want that on my crime. If it was like somebody close to me, I wouldn't want amateur people investigating it.
But if no one's investigating it, I'd prefer someone rather than no one?
Yeah, I guess so. I guess I'd like somebody looking
Well, that's
into
what
it.
We're offering. Yeah.
And you need somebody to be there with you because you don't want them to take things or...
Yeah, I was going to say. Like,
yes, that's right. Oh, yes. And that's costly. To have someone constantly that's... going to be there every time you're doing your investigation. That's a big cost.
That's right. That's true.
$500. $20,000. Like, it's just somebody's job.
Yeah.
You pay someone at least $200 it probably costs to have an employee for a day.
Yeah, right.
Once you pay their tax and whatever. So there's $1,000 a week.
Yeah.
What am I left with? I'm left with pocket change.
I like it. I think I'm going to invest just because I like the idea. And yeah. I would like to see where it goes. It's a yes from me
for whatever your original amount was.
Right. 100,000?
100,000.
Yeah, whatever. You got it.
Yes from me. Sim.
No.
You little scaramouche.
Well. All right, what are you in for?
What do you mean?
How much would you put in if it was up to you?
Half.
50.
Yeah.
Oh, all that's right. Not too bad. 250,000.
But I'd still be very...
It's only 150,000. Oh, Mum's in.
Mum's in as
yeah,
well.
I'm in.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I'd put the 50, but it would be like I'd be doing it to get you away.
Well, like to get Dad out of your office.
Yeah. Because I know I'm not going to get returns.
Right. Well, that's a big... You could ask me just to leave.
That's a big expense. You've got some kind of security, right? Whatever, it's just 50,000. And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Ryder Bailey.
I've been Dad.
I've been Mum.
That was just good business.
We got that in order, haven't we?
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.